The following presentation involves three friends who get together and talk confidently about topics they know nothing about.
I'd have never experienced this high before of like not knowing anything about this, but still thinking like I'm legit because we're analyzing this bullshit matchup.
It means absolutely nothing.
Welcome to the podcast.
I don't even know what a podcast is.
Can I just jump in here?
As you wish.
I've decided that I'm going to be the intelligent one on this podcast because I know the most about everything.
Your love of the half things leave has clearly slowed your mind.
I mean, these people are not audio people at all. They have no idea. Until they let me actually run the show here, I'm kind of just letting them talk.
Are you talking to us?
No, we're rolling, yeah, so continue.
I don't know. Now that the mics are on, I don't really want to talk.
A little fight meow. I like that.
Throughout my day, I mean, honestly, I hate most people.
Now, get excited.
I am very excited. I am always excited.
Here they are, stupid fat hobbits.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Yeah. Doing fine. Johnny.
It could be better.
How are you, Johnny? Oh, we forgot. Johnny is not here, but there is a reason for that, everybody. He has not abandoned us in our time of need. We have a story to tell because tonight was the recording of our season two finale, and we had a little trouble. Isn't that right, Pat?
Yeah, a bit of a snafu, one might say.
One might say.
You know, some technical difficulties. A little, did you just spill on yourself like a baby?
A little bit, but yeah. I thought it was a half empty can. It turned out to be the full can.
Oh, so, that's like a classic metaphor for, you know, optimism and pessimism. We should probably not get into the metaphor conversation though. Well, back to the story of technical difficulties and the epic comeback.
Yes. So we had planned to record today, and if any of you out there are Mac people, Mac just came out with their new OS system for their computers, which is named iOS or OS Catalina. And unfortunately, this new operating system is no longer compatible with our interface driver that we use to record the podcast. So we didn't know this though. So we get to the apartment, we're setting up to record, we got all these callers lined up, and it doesn't work. We can't record a single thing.
Nothing.
We did all this research into whether the driver could be compatible with the operating system. Doesn't look like it is. They haven't updated the driver for this certain interface in like 5 or 6 years. So it wasn't going to happen.
In non-technical terms, because people will ask, what is an audio interface? Don't worry. I asked that 35 times tonight. For those of you who don't understand technology or audio, things just didn't work. The machine broken.
Machine broken. Why say many word when few word do trick? It wasn't letting us record anything. It was impossible to record. So anyways, we were at a bit of a crossroads, and we decided that I should run out and try to buy a new one right then and there. And so I run out. In the meantime, Pat and Johnny are struggling to manage the callers we had coming on and see if they could do later times. I come back with the new soundboard, and it takes a little bit of time to figure out how to work it. It was a brand new machine. We had never used a soundboard interface hybrid before. We'd always just use an interface, since most of what I've done in the past has been audio recording, not podcast production.
Yeah, you walked in basically thinking you could just plug and play.
I thought it was going to be pretty simple. It turned out to be a little bit more complicated than we thought, but hey, in the end, we finally figured it out. But at this point, it's like 7:30 when we were supposed to start recording at 4. And unfortunately, Johnny had plans that he had to get to tonight. So it just didn't make sense for him to stay and record, since he'd have to, you know, cancel his plans. And so we thought, you know what, let's just Pat and I record. We will do a couple calls tonight, and then we'll hopefully, you know, maybe do a round two of the season two finale at a later point with the whole gang back together.
The gang is back in town. Is that a movie? That's probably an It's Always Sunny type thing.
It might be.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, the gang is a It's Always Sunny reference.
Yeah. Right.
But anyways, that is what brings us to this point. We are so glad everybody is here with us for the season two finale. Welcome to the podcast.
What do I do? There's not.
I don't know. Maybe I say the second welcome.
Oh yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome. And we have a great show for you. Again, we're going to take a couple calls tonight and then hopefully have another episode later with the rest of the calls after we reschedule them. But a couple housekeeping items before we get started. T-shirts and other merchandise. So if you've been following us on Instagram, you've probably seen that we dropped a couple new items. We got neck gaiters and we got sweatshirts now up on our merch store. That's in addition to the long sleeve tee and the short sleeve graphic tee with our wonderful artistic representation of us doing podcast by essence. Cormac. Yeah. So that's all up there. The tank top is been taken off due to the winter months.
True. And also the, wasn't the placement of the logo.
And the placement of the logo is not ideal. So that's been removed. But we got t-shirts, we got sweatshirts, we got neck gaiters. And so that's all up there. And in addition to that, there's been a site-wide price drop on all of those items. So definitely go to check that out and make sure you grab yours today because they're all a lot cheaper than they were before.
Yoo-hoo!
You
big October blowout.
Is that from something?
Isn't that from Shrek?
I haven't seen
what
Shrek
is a big like, summer blowout.
It sounds familiar.
I don't know. I keep hearing it. I don't know why that's in my head. But yeah, low prices. That sweatshirt looks fluffy. I've actually had a few people being like, I must have that. It's like, you want our stuff? Don't buy our stuff. Buy stuff for poor people.
I mean, these are premium quality items, so we didn't spare any expense. Part of the reason why they are a little bit more expensive than your average, t-shirt you buy for a band or another podcast or something is because these are legitimately like the best quality we could possibly get on the website because we don't like cheap stuff. Like, we want people to be comfortable and actually want to wear them.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And greed.
And greed is the other part. And we're greedy, Well, we're not making any more money.
What do you mean?
Like, the margin would be the same on a shirt we sold.
Right, don't talk money to me like I'm some sort of idiot.
I didn't think you're an idiot. I use words like margin. I feel like that's an intellectual word.
Margin? Like on Word?
Oh, God. Okay, well, moving on from the t-shirts, check those out. You can find the link to that merch store on our Instagram page in the post, I think, currently about it. We rotate the link in our bio to be a few different things, which is a nice segue to what our link currently is in our bio, which is our season 2 survey. So we put together, Pat put together a nice survey of a lot of different questions that we want you guys to answer and provide feedback to us for. So they're all regarding episode length, whether Johnny's the beloved or whether one of us is the beloved. Yeah. They're not all, I think, practical, but some of them are fun and it makes the survey a lot more
deep track
appeasing
questions,
to take.
Yeah. But there are some, like, I put a lot of thought into it. I constructed this with you guys in mind.
There's also opportunities to present segment ideas to us. Let us know your thoughts on the current segments we have. And so it's really going to shape season 3. And so we want you guys to take that survey. It would mean a lot to us. We really, really appreciate it if you would go and take that survey. And then another thing we appreciate, which is a great segue, is reviews for the show. And so we've been plugging this for a while. Obviously, you can write a review for us on Apple Podcasts. And we want to really encourage you guys to go do that. We love, love, love reading your reviews. It honestly is one of the funniest things that we can do because people have been really, really creative so far with their reviews. And you might get a chance at being on the show if you write one, because we love reading them on the show as well.
Yeah. It's one of the more underrated parts of having the show.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people are funnier than we are.
But by some of those reviews, we should be the ones listening and writing reviews, not them, because there have been some hysterical stuff on there.
Yeah.
So anyways, do those three things. Go buy a t-shirt, go take the survey, and go write us a review on Apple Podcasts. But enough of the housekeeping items. It's time to get into the show. As always, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you being here with us for 2 full seasons, and we hope you enjoy this next round of callers for our season 2 finale. So with that, Pat, anything else we need to discuss? No?
I just need to open this drink.
Indeed. We have quite a few White Claws that are going to be...
Well, we had stocked for 3, and one of us isn't here. I interestingly enough, the one who would have consumed most of them. Yeah. So we're playing a bit of like, I don't know. We have to like save. It's like an honor thing.
We have to earn Johnny's respect by ensuring that all the drinks have been finished by the end of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We owe it to ourselves and to the listeners, the peasants.
And to the listeners. I always forget that they're out there.
They're out there.
Yeah.
The peasants are
That's
out
always
there.
A nice feeling where it's like, oh, we're not just sitting in a bedroom talking to ourselves.
You have to imagine them with you in the room, and then it makes it a little bit more, engaging.
Right.
All right. But with that, we have our first caller ready to go. And we've been trying to get this guy on for a while. He's been a fan of the show and has asked us to come on a couple times. And so we are glad to get him on, Mr. Max Escobar. So let's see if Max is ready to join us. All right. So we have Max ready to go here. It's great to have him on the show. Pat, tell us a little bit about Max. I mean, you've known Max for a long time, right?
He's an interesting figure, a true legend.
Sure.
Of the fall, as they say. Interestingly enough, we go way back. We worked together in the swamps of Culpeper, Virginia.
Ah, Ting Ting.
Yeah, Ting Ting. That's where Ting Ting comes from.
Indeed.
We'll be talking about Ting Ting a little more. We contracted for VDOT, which is the Virginia Department of Transportation.
Of course.
Building trees.
Yeah.
Planting trees.
Yeah.
And that's where Ting Ting comes from.
That's certainly a reference nobody listening to the show is going to understand.
Yeah, they're not. Okay, here's something you might understand. Max is, I'm pretty sure, the only redheaded Mexican person I've ever known. I don't know if another person like that exists. He's also fluent in Spanish, and his English is not so good. So just bear with us, but we'll get through it.
Well, with that, I think it's time to bring him into the conversation. Max, it's so great to have you on the show. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, home?
See, now I think you're just doing an accent.
Wait, your English is getting better.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. I was not expecting that comment to say my Spanish is better than my English. So I had to give a little, go into character a little bit.
I mean, as far as I've known you, your English has always been impeccable. So I don't know what kind of slander Pat is throwing around, but... But either way, Spanish or English, it's Spanish or English. It's great to have you here. So welcome.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, I'm glad to be on the show. This is quite the honor.
So we have a couple questions that we actually want to throw your way, Max. I mean, but before we do that, maybe let's start with, is there anything you've ever wanted to know about Pat or I?
He's like, no.
Ooh. All right. So where did the intellectual come from? Those are always my favorite segments, honestly.
That's a great question. So I'll answer it.
And did Pat dub himself the intellectual without anybody else propping
him? There you go.
That was
going to be my response. So I think Pat
thing I've ever heard.
It is. Pat might have a different story.
Hey, why don't you wait to cast judgment before you hear the story? Context is important, okay?
Pat might have a different story, but my story is that Pat, from the very first episode, just immediately jumped into declaring him to be the smartest person on the show. And granted, that might be the case, but the pride and arrogance it takes to just claim the smartest person on the show. I mean, are you kidding me? So from there, it kind of became not a term of endearment, but an insult to kind of be like, oh, here's the intellectual. But he flipped it on us, and he fully, embraced it, and he's become the intellectual.
Okay, Max.
Wow.
This is...
Wait, so... Go ahead.
I just want to say that I didn't lay claim to anything. As I've said multiple times, it just is, and everyone knows. There are just truths. I am an intellectual.
Objective truths? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Intellectual is one of them?
Yeah, people castigate me for this. It's a burden. It's a burden I have to bear, and I bear it unwillingly, but...
Nobly.
But nobly. Exactly.
I respect that.
I mean, to be fair, for anyone who is, questioning, it is kind of like it's like a half joke.
It's a half joke, but
there's a seed of truth.
If push came to shove, Pat would die on that hill. He yes. would die claiming he's the intellectual.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Well, so you claim you're the intellectual. What does this mean? Are you in constant pursuit of scholarly activities? What the hell are you doing in your free time?
That's actually not a bad way to put it. Look, it started because I do the show with two idiots. And like, you have to distinguish yourself somehow. And everyone has roles to play, and I think that I need to play that role. Otherwise, we sink. Like, we all go down with the ship.
Okay. Okay. Now I kind of see where you're coming from. Okay. Now I kind of understand.
Well, yeah. If it makes you feel any better, you know, Johnny and I don't love this. Like, it's not like we're on board with it. And so we know there's a lot of, you know, listeners out there that are struggling with the fact that they hear these claims over and over again that pass the intellectual, but they know it not to be true. So we just want to say we sympathize. Johnny and I sympathize with you listeners.
Stop trying to win brownie points. It's too late.
I kind of sympathize with Pat a little bit also.
Thank you.
In my household, I've dubbed myself the philosopher.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Here we go.
I know what he
has to deal with. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Max, if you want to just have a one-on-one conversation, I'm sure Chris would be willing to mute his mic and we could just talk about scholarly things.
Absolutely not.
Scholarly and literary pursuits, speaking objective truth, yes. I'd be down.
All right, Max. Well, I don't know if you saw our post on Instagram today, but throughout season two, we have put together a little bracket, which was started by our segment Trending Celebs Caught in Shelob's Web, which is where we take a trending celebrity from Twitter, or I think there actually turned out to be a lot of inanimate objects or places that were on that list as well.
I didn't have a lot of guidance making that segment.
I guess that's my bad. I don't know. Either way.
He can handle it.
He's the intellectual. One of those burdens. We took these trending celebs and places and we placed them in Middle Earth somewhere where they would most fit as a guest, or would be kind of if they existed in that world. And so we have a bracket here of a randomly drawn kind of seating with each of these matchups, and we're going to see who reigns supreme in Middle Earth. And we want you to help us decide one of these matchups. Are you up for the challenge?
Let's do it. And is this like March Madness?
Exactly.
Style?
We call it March Abandoned Reason for Madness. so you got the number one seed here. So this matchup is the number one seed, Adele, who was placed in Mirkwood, versus the number 16th seed, Willie Mays, who was placed in the Shire. Now, let it be known that there are no rules to this matchup. The only caveat is that they will be fighting, or is it really a fight? The battle royale? I don't even know.
I could be a fight of wit, of strength.
Whatever you think would be best, Max, but Adele and Willie Mays fighting, and they will be fighting in Mirkwood as the caveat because she is the higher seed. So what are your initial thoughts on that matchup?
So, like, hand-to-hand combat? Or is this kind of whatever I choose that they fight about?
Hey, if you want to go hand-to-hand combat,
you choose the scenario.
You choose the scenario.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to break this down. I'm just going to break it down quickly. Adele obviously is just more talented, like, creatively. I just think she's much more creative, right? Willie Mays, though, obviously is upper hand with the athlete. I'm assuming he carries a bat with him wherever he goes.
Yeah, so that's a rational assumption.
Exactly, yeah. And so if he was hand-to-hand combat, obviously he's an athlete and he would definitely destroy Adele.
Plus, if I could if I could add in, Willie Mays could fashion bats out of the trees as he fights. That's got to be an advantage.
That's true. He could.
Interesting, yeah. Okay, yeah, I would go with that also. I mean, is it one-on-one or does Adele have her army of fans behind her?
No, one-on-one. They're alone.
Or are they?
Where are they?
No, or are they?
I mean, if it's me, I think this is an easy upset. A UVA scenario?
This is a UVA.
I think Willie Mays.
I was actually just going to bring that up. I know you guys are sore, but it's like UMBC, UVA. Willie Mays.
Can we just go easy on the UVA criticisms? Those stick in my gut like a fly on Mike Pence's head.
Well, what do you think? What's your final decision?
Well, I'm going Willie Mays.
Willie Mays. I don't have any dispute with that. Yeah, I think it's a cold, hard fact.
Also, also Adele, did you see she like lost a bunch of weight? So she's kind of frail now. And I think Willie Mays could take her without a problem.
Especially if he has got a bat. I just think like practically, there's nothing Adele could do to stop Willie Mays from just...
You don't think she could like sing a bow and arrow into existence or something?
No, because I mean, she did reside in Mirkwood, right? So she does have maybe some elf-like qualities, but at the end of the day, like Willie Mays is just one of those like Uruk-hai that, well, he's from the Shire, so I guess he's got a bat. So he's just going to like, take that bat and it's going to be over quickly.
Let me just throw...
Well, what about this? This angle? Adele, with her powers of seduction, her singing, would that bring Willie Mays into a compromising position?
You know, I didn't think about that.
And then she finishes him off. I don't know. Maybe that's the only...
Would you say she, you know, I'm just going to throw this one out there, rolls him into the deep?
I think so. I think so, yeah.
Okay, so are you switching opinions here? Do you think it's Adele?
Look, obviously, the obvious choice would be the upset Willie Mays because he's just an athlete, Uruk-hai, all that stuff. But Adele, with her powers of seduction, her singing, what is that? The Odyssey, where the sirens are calling to Odysseus? I think we could be in a similar
Wow, that
situation.
Is an intellectual callback, my friend.
It is. All right.
You.
Well,
thank you.
I'm okay with putting Adele through if you think that's the way the battle would go.
I'm going to go with Adele.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is decided. First.
And is Willie Mays dead? I think Adele is currently living.
I think Willie Mays is... Actually, I can't guarantee this.
I
thought he was still alive.
I don't know the answer to that. Yeah.
So, a tiny part of me thinks Willie Mays would just be unaffected by any sort of wooing.
He's a true man of character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this one is tough. We gave you one of the toughest ones.
We did.
Fuck. Okay. But I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to go with Willie Mays.
Willie Mays. All right. Final decision. Yeah. Willie Mays?
Final decision. I'm locked in.
It is locked in. And there you have it. The first ever matchup has been decided, and it's an upset. A 16 seed over a 1 seed. Willie Mays takes down Adele.
After a flip and a flop and a flip. That was like the snip, snap, snip, snap.
He couldn't make up his mind, but hey, eventually
that was tough.
He did. So,
yeah,
well done.
All right, Adele goes through.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Maxwell, we appreciate you calling in. We're going to get to some other callers here, but thanks so much for joining us and for deciding our first ever matchup in the March Abandoned Reason for Madness tournament.
No problem. Thank you, guys. This is great.
Last 5 seconds, Max. Favorite breakfast cereal? Go.
Captain Crunch. Crunch Berries.
Yeah, that's right.
Very nice. Very, very, very
just
appropriate.
A good
choice.
Man.
Yep. Yep. Good man. Yeah. Good man.
All
right, Max.
Yeah,
have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you guys.
Peace.
Take care,
buddy.
Bye.
Wow. Well, there you have it. I mean, Willie Mays taking down Adele first run. What do you think?
That was a good. I felt like we were on like a sports talk show.
Yeah.
And we were like had a guest come in and like really analyze a matchup. And I'd have never experienced this high before of like not knowing anything about this, but still thinking like I'm legit because we're analyzing this bullshit matchup.
It means absolutely nothing. we're just like, yeah, like if this was a real scenario, I think that Willie Mays would probably, I think you know other matchups are going to maybe take a little bit more of the
physical
the odd scenarios into play, the more spiritual scenarios,
sure,
or wizard like scenarios. Mm-hmm. Like obviously he thought about putting Adele through because of her seduction ability, but at the end of the day, Willie Mays with a bat, hard to beat.
Well, bats,
yeah, plural, because trees, right?
Exactly.
Very nice. Okay, so we have another caller ready. Chris Beatty is on the line. And Chris has been a part of the show for a long time. He's called in. He was actually caller 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 on one of our episodes from season 2. Is that right?
Are you serious?
I think he called in, yeah, for all those.
Was he also caller 10?
I think he was caller 10 as well. I mean, I can't remember exactly. You know, there's so many callers that day.
Yeah.
But I think he called in pretty much every time. But Chris has also been on for our season 1 finale, and it was great to get his insight there. He landed a very harsh blow towards why Johnny is the way that he is. Mm. You know, but Chris is a great family man, a great, a true, I think, sympathizer with the peasant and the common man, but also has the ability to reach up to the intellectual rung when he wants to.
I do love that about Chris. He works in many realms.
And he definitely does. And so it's obviously great to have him on the show. Chris, are you there? Thanks for joining us.
I'm here. Good to talk to you guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us yet again.
I just want to say hello to the intellectual and hello to the beloved.
Yeah.
Johnny is officially not the beloved.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I did win. We didn't really talk about that yet, but I did win the Instagram poll for who is the beloved. I had the most votes. So.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
There you go.
There were some inconsistencies in that poll that I want to delve into, but let's just say it's not concrete.
That you weren't in it, Pat, or what?
there was some double voting or some single voting, and
I don't know.
It was weird. Instagram polls don't work super well for a 3-option, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like scenario, but
not the most reliable thing.
I digress.
Maybe
I digress.
Intellectual could figure that out. So maybe don't complain, Pat, if you can't figure an Instagram poll out.
Why do people feel like they can just come on this show and throw barbs at me? Why can't I both be the intellectual and the beloved? Like, it's not...
Because it's greedy.
It's not greedy.
It's greedy.
Sometimes you're just
foreign.
A good person.
Pat, intellectual aside, how you behave is not how a beloved would behave.
I guess that's fair.
There you go. So, it is how an intellectual would behave, though. They'd be kind of smug and arrogant.
Totally, yeah. To be honest, I never really wanted to be the beloved. I just don't want Johnny or Chris to be the beloved. Is that such a bad thing?
it's a valid reason to not want to be the beloved, but maybe try a little harder next season. Be a little
yeah. There you go.
Softer.
There you go. Well, Chris, we could talk about beloveds and intellectuals all night, but you know, we want to throw this back to you. Do you have anything you want to ask us while we're here? I know Johnny's not with us, but you know, anything you wanted to bring up or a question or a favorite memory from season 2?
Well, welcomes aside from season 2, what do you think has been the best change that you brought that you guys like? Since there was a little less of the impersonation contest, you guys had a bunch of other things, but
yeah.
What was your favorite bit? And then maybe I'll play you my favorite bit.
I think Johnny and I would both say that we are content with fewer Lord of the Rings impersonation contests.
The people are not, though.
The people want them. Yeah.
People want them.
Yeah, I think they're going to be coming back a little bit stronger in season 3. I think for me, the favorite change we made was probably... adding in a bit more of our review, or I guess highlighting the Instagram polls during the episodes. So like if we put up a poll on Instagram, or we put up a question, right, for people to answer on Instagram, reading those live on the show were just hysterical. We only did it a couple times, but I think it's something that's going to be a lot more implemented in season 3.
Yeah. I think, well, kind of building onto that, I think one of my favorite bits was the David Attenborough stuff.
Oh yeah,
I know that was like a short-lived thing, and you know,
that was
more,
so random.
None of that
was planned,
like a particular episode. But if you could, you know, work that into how you read the Instagram stuff, I think that'd be great. Because
maybe we just read all further, like all future reviews that people give us on Apple Podcasts and stuff. We just read them in David Attenborough.
I can see
voice.
That
in
working
that voice.
Very
yeah.
well.
Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be funny.
And then. And then ramp up the Cap of Mishap, you know,
yeah.
there's some good content
yeah.
there.
We have
those
been.
Are, I mean.
You can go ahead.
You know, I'll let you. No, I was just going to say the snail in particular, but I think if you guys do that, more frequently. That was some good side content for the podcast.
I agree. I thought that was awesome. We just like didn't you know go through with it enough. I think commitment wise, like we weren't locked to it. We didn't know whether people really were engaging with that super well. But I think after not doing it for a little bit, people have brought that up multiple times, and I think it'll be coming back strong in season three.
Yeah. And one more thing to add. I think Pat, your voice really, I don't know, it comes together when you're recording from inside of a closet. Like that could be a great feature for season three. You know, Pat in the closet.
Is that just because you want me to be in a closet?
Part of it, but
all right, Chris. Well, we're gonna do the same thing we do with Max here, and we're gonna present you with the second matchup of our March Bantam Reason for Madness tournament, and you're going to help us decide who would win. Now, again, to cover the rules here, there are no rules. The only caveat is the higher seed gets to fight this battle on their own turf. So wherever they were placed in Middle Earth is where the battle will commence. Okay. But you are getting the second matchup, which is the ninth seed NASCAR, which was placed in Rohan against the eighth seed Chris Evans, who was placed in Gondor. Now, give us your best explanation as to who would win this matchup.
Ooh. Gosh, you know, pretty quickly on, I'm going to have to go with NASCAR. It fits so well with, you know, the riders of Rohan.
It does.
And wait, sorry, is he the higher seed or lower seed? Whose turf is it?
So NASCAR is the lower seed. They're a ninth seed. And can you move NASCAR even to the battleground for them to fight? Like, do they even show up?
That was okay.
I don't know.
That changes everything. Yeah. No, then I think Chris Evans would have it because, you know, he's got a little bit of a fortress to back him up against, you know, horses, which can't do much.
Wait, exactly. My question is it like NASCAR the corporation, or is it like a legion of vehicles at top speed?
I'm picturing a legion of vehicles that are only going left, I think. I don't know which way they turn. Like, all it takes is Chris Evans to juke a little bit, and all of a sudden they're going to do a full circle. And, you know, he can, you know, hit him with whatever he's got long range.
That's
before
true.
They come back around.
That's a good point. I did not think, he has an advantage in the agility spectrum.
100%.
Yeah, so I think he might take that. And that being said, if NASCAR were the higher seed, you know, they could do a ring around Chris Evans.
That's true.
And Rohan and just go at him all day.
It was run him over. You know, but I think it's important to make the distinction that like this is in Gondor, and I don't know. It's off NASCAR. It's like having the Indy 500 in like the middle of Missouri. You know,
aren't there a lot of races?
Doesn't
in
work.
But it's not where you know. It's not where the
a lot of what, Pat?
Nothing.
Oh,
did you think I said racists? You thought I said racists.
I guess it's the Daytona 500, not the Indy 500. That's a big difference, but either way. All right, Chris. So final answer, Chris Evans.
Final answer is Chris Evans.
There you have it.
Another quick reason behind that is I think he'll be a good matchup against Taco Bell, which is in Mordor, I believe. And
Taco Bell, I mean that would have to be a semifinal matchup for that to occur.
A Cinderella story.
Indeed. Yeah. Or no, I'm sorry. That would be a final because they're in different sections of the bracket, so that would be the final. If he's going to face Taco Bell, it would have to be Chris Evans versus Taco Bell in the final.
Well, I would hope Taco Bell's the number one seed.
Taco Bell's the seventh seed, actually. It was a random drawing, so people kind of got a little bit screwed. But Adele was the one seed, and Steve Carell is the second seed. Although I think that's a pretty appropriate seed for Steve Carell.
That is a good matchup. I'll let whoever's deciding that one decide that one, but I have my opinions on that.
Very, very well.
All right, Chris, I wanted to ask a question here. I know, obviously, we ask the hard-hitting questions on Stupid Fat Hobbits. And we don't really delve into politics that much, but we've got like a huge election coming up. And I just wanted to get your take on who you're going to vote for in the Bosnian municipal elections on November 15th.
You know, Yuri has my vote, and I really like what he's done with the local segways. You know, in America, we have scooters that you can hop on and ride. But Yuri's got this big thing going in Bosnia where it's segways. You go up and you scan the code and you're segwaying around the city. So
okay, so you really think he's gonna turn around the economy, bring in tourism, really, you know, kind of revitalize some lost parts of the economy?
Definitely, especially with the segways.
And around, which, you know, which district is that again? Which mayor, which district is he?
Do you know the numbers, Slavic numbers?
Well, the English translation of the Slavic number would be appropriate if you want to just throw that out for us.
I wouldn't disrespect Yuri that way. You can look that one up.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, I think most people would be, you know, on board with that that opinion. I think he's got a great chance and has a great plan.
It's so nice to just get some impartial analysis from a seasoned voter.
What about you, Pat? Who are you voting for in the Bosnian municipal?
I think weirdly, you know, I hold the line. You know, I have my pick. But you've made some good points, and I think you've swung me to Yuri. And I think the segues are going to change things in Bosnia.
Oh, my God.
Bosnia next summer, man. You, me, Chris. But
no, we're only going if he wins.
Well, that's true, but he'll win. I mean, but he's got your vote now.
Let's be honest. He doesn't have much competition in that district, so.
Yeah, no, he's a shoo-in.
All right, well good to hear that.
Yeah, and I hate to you know, not root for the underdog, but as you were saying, the segues, you can't vote against that.
Yeah. This is so true. The segues are the important part there. It's the platform to run on.
Yeah, I don't think Bildkov stands a chance.
No, not at all, not at all. But speaking of segues, speaking of segues, Chris, I think we're gonna have to get to another call. So thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it, and for helping us decide the ninth versus eighth seed NASCAR versus Chris Evans.
Sure thing.
Hey, Chris, just before
thanks for having me on.
Are you trying to hang up on me? last 5 seconds. No. Beverage of choice.
I'm actually drinking the Truly right now. Yeah. I forgot to mention
that's
that.
About
there you go. Yes. That sounds right. That's
call is sponsored by a Truly. I knew you guys would be calling. Cracked one open. Tropical pack. Passion fruit.
Sponsor, good not stuff. A sponsor.
Truly, if you're out there.
Cormac. Just pretend Cormac bought it for me. And, you know, sponsored by Cormac.
Our sponsor sponsored a sponsor.
Yeah. Oh, and one more suggestion for season three before I go is like on the ground bits, you know, maybe the three of you putt-putt golfing as like a separate podcast, 10 minutes of little banter.
I like that. I like that.
We have already discussed the going into a Starbucks and interviewing the person who orders the pumpkin spice latte and everyone around them
to get their opinion and reasoning for imbibing in such a beverage.
That's a good idea. I like that one.
Definitely. Well, thanks,
anyway,
Chris. I appreciate it.
Thanks
so
much for having me.
Absolutely.
Have a great night. Enjoy your time with the other callers.
Yeah.
Thanks for the input,
well.
Chris.
Well, there you go. I mean, Chris, what a fantastic guest. Always great to have him on the show.
Yeah. I didn't take him for such a political junkie, to be honest.
No, me neither, but he certainly knew a lot about Bosnia. So, you know, we have to respect his opinion and probably, you know, if we were voting, we would have to go with his analysis. I think it was spot on.
Yeah. It's impressive. Like, cause a lot of people just live in a bubble. They only care about what's happening, you know, in their backyard. And sometimes you got to look in your front yard.
Got to check both yards, people.
I know. Don't get me started on the sides, because the side yards, the shit goes down.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They always get neglected. Yeah. I don't want to go there. All right, so we got our next caller ready to go. This is going to be a familiar voice, everybody, for multiple reasons. First off, he is the voice of our intro. Second of all, he's been on as a guest, actually a sit-in guest for the guy we're missing tonight, Johnny, who wasn't able to join us, but Michael Buono. Michael Buono, obviously, fan of the show. A lot of symmetry between what he does and what we do. He's obviously a musician, and michaelbsongs.com, everybody, go check that out.
In his own words, he does music.
He does music.
He's a player. I don't know what he plays. I guess his instruments. I assume that's what he meant.
He's a player with his instruments, and I think with the ladies
you,
is probably.
You, yeah.
It's been a long night. We've been drinking a lot of White Claws. Okay, we're trying our best. All right, well, we'll let him defend himself as a player.
Sure.
And bring him in. Mike, how you doing tonight? Thanks for joining the show.
I'm great. Love the show. Long time listener, first time caller.
Well, that's bullshit, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to clear my name right out the gate and say that I prefer the term slut to player. I find player very offensive. And
right, as one does.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, do I get around? Sure. You know, but who doesn't these days? You know, it's 2020. So,
well, it's, you know, COVID. We hope that you're taking precautions and staying 6 feet apart and not engaging in any kind of physical, you know, interaction with other people. But, you know, we're not going to speculate about your behaviors. We're just going to assume the best.
It's sort of like an antibody only situation, you know?
Right.
I'm just giving people like the blood test and then we can proceed from there.
There you go. All right. Well, that is your business and we'll leave you to that. But thanks for joining again. Obviously, you know, you are the voice of our intro and people hear you every week. You also were on the Christmas special back in season one. Was that season one? Yeah. And that was a great episode. Quite the entertaining value there.
Oh yeah. That was a great time. Looking forward to doing that again.
Johnny was a little bitter when he returned.
Yeah. I mean, I think he was just, he didn't expect it to be that good, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't think replacement Johnny would be up to the task.
I don't think we expected it to be that good either. Yeah. Let's be honest.
it took a couple of white claws, you know, it started off a little bit slow before we started recording, but then you know, around 3 or 4, we started to hit our sweet spot.
Yeah. Once the whiskey came out, then things got good.
Yeah. New pod, you know, everything.
That's right.
You
know, the whole shebang.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Mike, we're going to throw it to you, man. Like, what do you want to talk about?
Okay, I really had two questions.
Oh, he's ready.
He's prepared.
But my two questions were, number one, I'll ask the questions and then you guys can respond.
Sure. Is there a way about this that was not that?
Well, I didn't want to say the first question and then get an answer and then have to ask the second question. So I'm going to ask both, you know what I mean? So the first question, I just wanted like a general, you know, a general update on you guys, because I feel like I haven't been down there in a while with COVID. It's been kind of iffy to travel. So I just wanted to check in and see how you guys are doing. And then the second one, I had a little PG variation on a certain game, which I call One Date, Marry, Ghost. And I wanted to pick some characters from Lord of the Rings to go through that with.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Okay. So is this one of those, you know, ask your questions, I'll hang up and take my answer off the air thing, or are you going to stick around?
Not.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
Absolutely. I'm sticking around. Yeah.
Good.
Up.
So, okay,
but the people that I was thinking were Arwen, Rohan Girl, Eowyn.
Rohan Girl, love it.
Yeah, Eowyn. And then I was trying to think of a good third female character. Galadriel was the one that came to mind.
Sure.
I think I'm going to go with my third one. So, I'll leave the floor to you guys. Love the show. Really appreciate you guys taking the call.
All right. Well, stick around. Don't go anywhere. You want to answer first, Pat? How are you doing?
I'll go first.
What is life like?
Life is about what it was for the past couple of years. Nothing's changed. This whole pandemic, I was always staying inside and not talking to people. So not like a huge deal.
Now you have a justification to do that. Like it's
actually been kind of nice. Yeah, like people don't question it anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm doing fine. I'm doing swell.
That's good. I'm doing good as well. I mean, things have been different for me working from home, obviously not seeing a bunch of people. But we're slowly getting back to normal and step by step starting to do more things. And yeah, it's good. It's been good, man. Obviously, we miss you down here. We want you to come visit. So
sweet.
Good. Awesome. So should we get to your second question? So it's what? First date?
It's one date. So like
one date, you know, ghost, kill?
PG version, right? So it's, you get to go on one date.
Oh, I see.
Person,
I see. I see what you're doing here.
Marry or ghost them. Yeah.
Okay.
This is good.
I think one date would be, for me, if I may, go first, Patrick.
You may.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As is my noble right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think first date or one date, sorry, one date, I think it's got to be Eowyn, because I don't want to deal with any of that later. No, wait, ghost.
That's why you'd ghost.
I think Ghost is A1. Ghost is A1 easily. Gosh. Easily. I think One Date is probably Galadriel for me, and Mary is Arwen. Easy. Easy.
Wow. You know what this reminds me of a little bit? It reminds me a little bit of the phone call that will never be shared with the public that we had during our cross-country
it
trip.
It sounds a lot like
a very
that.
Similar situation. Indeed. Yeah, that will never get out.
No way.
Interesting choice.
Okay, were you guys talking about real life people in this vulgar, disgusting fashion?
Of course not.
Well, not necessarily, but yeah.
Definitely not. No. No. Why would we do that?
Yeah. Wait, right. So I'd agree with you. So Ghost,
Eowyn.
Definitely. However, I as much as I'd like to marry Arwen, I don't think you'd want to One Date or Ghost Galadriel, because that's kind of terrifying. Like, I don't want that in the back of my head that she might be bitter or something and then comes after me with like just godlike powers.
That's fair.
Right.
So I would One Date Arwen and make it just the greatest. It's like a day that's so great it will live in eternity and infamy.
Okay. All right. I see where you're coming.
And then I marry Galadriel unwillingly.
I mean, what marriage isn't unwilling, though, right?
It's kind of just like a
my guy.
the boomer marriage with Galadriel.
Amazing. Oh my god. Okay, can I give my answer?
Yeah, let's hear what you would do, Mike.
Okay, so I'm with Pat on the I'm one dating Arwen for sure. That's a no-brainer for me.
Okay,
gonna be a great date. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Gonna be perfect, and it's, you know, never gonna be sullied by the toil of a life spent together. And
the toil of a life spent together. That's so depressing.
I know.
Also, Mike, before you tell us the rest, just don't you dare. Okay.
Right.
Don't,
I mean,
don't you dare.
No, you What's know fine. What I'm about to say. There's one correct choice to marry, and it's by far the hottest person in all three movies, extended
don't
editions.
Don't you freaking dare.
And it's Eowyn. I'm marrying Eowyn.
My gosh. Are you crazy, dude?
Yeah, she's amazing. She's got spunk. She's feisty. She's blonde, I think.
The literal
she's
hell.
Blonde, I think.
She's
oh my
great.
Gosh.
I'm colorblind. I'm bad at that kind of stuff. But
Mike,
she's
your,
fantastic.
Mike, your choice
she's
of women's amazing. Always been a bit questionable, but this crosses the line.
She's awesome, dude. She's a flirt. She's good. She's good with a sword. She has that great I am no man scene. It's fantastic.
I Definitely hope you're a good absolutely. Cook.
Yeah, totally. I can do mac and cheese and stuff.
Because well, she's you know? Not, so you have to just you take know? That into account.
And I'm ghosting Galadriel because I want no part of that.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
I'm absolutely getting I'm skipping town.
If I could ghost two people, it would be Galadriel and Eowyn, and I would just one date and then eventually marry Arwen. So like,
yeah, is there an option D?
Right, exactly.
I mean, I respect your open-mindedness. I will say that there are bad takes and there are awful takes, and then there are takes where you kind of question the sanity of the person.
Exactly.
And that's, I mean, that's right in that box.
Yes.
Right. That's kind of why I posed this question, because I figured we would disagree here. You know, I don't think that many people have the correct opinion about this question, except for
well,
me.
Well, correct is a strong word. Let's let's just back down. On
it's
that
it's
one.
A bit refreshing hearing like an Eowyn apologist.
Stand back and stand by, Michael.
Oh God,
William Doolittle.
All right, well, that was a great set of questions, Mike. We actually have one for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, You've probably seen on our Instagram page, we have this bracket we put together, which we're affectionately calling the March Abandoned Reason for Madness Tournament.
I love it.
And it's all of these celebrities / inanimate objects that we have placed in Middle Earth via the Trending Celebs Caught in SheLob's Web segment that was new for season two. And so what we would like to do is present you with one of the matchups and you help us determine who wins.
Perfect.
So, the only thing you need to know is that there are no rules.
I love that.
You can go about it and analyze in any way you want. The only caveat is that the higher seed gets the high ground. So wherever they were placed in Middle Earth is where this battle will take place. Make
perfect.
Sense?
Okay. Perfect.
So your matchup, and this is perfect for you, is the number 5 seed, Donald Glover, who was placed in the Shire, versus the number 12 seed, Trey Kennedy, who was placed in Isengard. Huh. So let's hear your analysis.
All right, here we go. Wait. Remind me who Trey Kennedy is.
There it is.
Oh, gosh.
There it is.
We argued about this during the actual episode. Trey Kennedy is the, like, Facebook comedian who does a lot of the, like, you know, Girls and Falby, like, stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Truth be told, like, Donald Glover's winning even if he's the 12th seed. Like, he's destroying anybody in his path. He's the Nazgul. Like, only Eowyn is bringing him down. You know, he's going to make it all the way to, you know.
Sorry, did you get on this show just to sing Eowyn's praises? Or
is Angelina Jolie somewhere in this bracket? Because I feel like she's bringing him down, or Scarlett Johansson is going to know, meet him in the finals or something like that.
Neither of them are in this bracket.
Then he's going to win. He's the victor.
You know, you have to give us some better analysis than just, like, I like Donald Glover. You know, like, that's not going to cut it.
That's fair. So, to put it into, you know, layman's terms here, Donald Glover is he's a master of all trades. So he's going to show up with, like, six different weapons.
Fair.
You know, in regular Earth, you know, he's a comedian, he's a movie star, he's a singer. But on Middle Earth, he's going to have the Sword of Gondor. He's going to have Legolas's bow, and somehow he's going to have Mjolnir as well, that he just, like, pulled from Thor. You know, he just kind of borrowed it from, like, the Marvel universe. Somehow he got.
Sorry,
Peter
is
Jackson
he a magician or a
now,
thief?
Now, remember, he was placed in the Shire, which means he's most likened to a hobbit. You know, is he going to really be able to pull these tricks out of a hat?
Maybe not, but I feel like he's going to have Gandalf on his side, because Gandalf kind of has a soft spot for the Shire. You know what I mean? So he's going to show up.
Fair enough.
Maybe he gets to pull in Gandalf a little bit. He's also. Trying to think here.
Well, let me give you a little insight that might help you here. I think I'm on your side. I think Donald Glover takes this easy. But one of the angles I was thinking about was the fact that they're both comedians, right? Now, Donald Glover is by far the superior comedian to Trey Kennedy, both in exposure, I think he's probably funny, like definitely funnier than Trey Kennedy. And I think that, like, if it was a battle of comics, right? If it was like a stand-up contest, for instance, if that's the route you want to take for this, Donald Glover takes it. No way. Like, there's no way in heck Trey Kennedy could beat him in a stand-up contest.
Right. But I like where you're headed. I feel like the way that Trey Kennedy wins is he forces the battle to be, you know, Donald Glover's a guy that can do a lot of different things. The way that you beat someone like that is you force him to do the thing that he's least good at.
Right.
Because,
fair enough.
Because he thinks that he can do everything, right? So maybe it's like Trey Kennedy is secretly a great rapper, and he's actually a better rapper than Donald Glover, but, like, no one knows, right? So maybe it's like Trey Kennedy is actually a great sword fighter, and hobbits, as we know, are not great sword fighters. We have that scene of, you know, Sam and Pippin or whatever messing around with their swords, and Aragorn's like, oh, look, let me teach you in 2 seconds how to, like, not die against
true, but that's a movie interpretation.
Like,
I think the books might disagree with you about the...
Right, but I'm saying, like, I think Donald Glover wins, but if I'm Trey Kennedy's, you know, coach here, I'm saying put the battle in your terms, hit Donald Glover's weak spot, and hope maybe you get a puncher's chance at this fight here. Where is Donald Glover, or where is Trey Kennedy?
He's in Isengard.
Oh, so he's an orc.
Well, I don't think. Well, yeah.
Oh, we just picked that because
you guys
of the cell tower.
No, you didn't like Trey Kennedy, and you didn't
right.
like it. Was I hated this placement. I was against it, but it was a 2v1 veto. So they basically, like, Pat hated it because he hates Facebook and hates social media and doesn't think that anybody that, like, got famous because of social media should be given any, like, light of day. So he got a really bad draw as far as where he's placed. I think he's probably better than where they placed him, but we have to play within the rules, right? And I think in this situation, yeah, he's kind of in a place that does not give him any advantage over somebody from the Shire. So I think Donald Glover is probably going to take this easy.
Yeah, I think so. I'm curious to see who he ends up playing, because this is kind of like this feels to me like kind of one of those matchups where, you know, it's like early in the tournament, maybe Trey Kennedy like gives him a little bit of a run for his money, and like, and, you know, Donald Glover like wins by a little bit, and then it's kind of like, yikes, who's he about to play next? Because might actually have a shot.
Well, this is it, dude. Like, you're making the decision. So, like, you have to tell us officially who wins
Donald
that
Glover.
Contest. Okay.
Donald
there
Glover
it is.
Wins.
Final
yeah,
answer?
Donald Glover wins. Final answer. Absolutely.
Okay. So, there you have it. Do you want to hear real quickly the other two matchups?
Yes.
So, we have the first quarterfinal set. The first, I guess, you know, section of the bracket set for the quarterfinals. So, the first matchup was Adele in Mirkwood versus Willie Mays in the Shire, and Willie Mays ended up taking that. We thought
that's a good matchup, dude.
His kind of baseball prowess and the bats might come into play in that battle.
Yeah.
The second matchup was NASCAR, which was in Rohan versus Chris Evans, who was in Gondor.
Oh my God, dude. Chris Evans murks him, dude. Crushes him.
That's what ended up happening. Chris Evans took that one. So we have Chris Evans and Willie Mays going head to head in the quarterfinals. And
ooh.
Then the first and the second section here is going to be Donald Glover against either Carol Baskins or the McMuffin.
Oh my God.
I forgot about that one.
The McMuffin is amazing.
That is the best scenario. And it was all random seating too. So it kind of just happened. But
that is absolutely fantastic.
It is.
Oh my God. That's perfect.
All right, Mike. Well, we're going to take some other calls here, but thanks so much for joining us and for helping us decide this matchup.
And yeah. Michael, thanks for having me, man. I'm just going to go watch YouTube clips of Eowyn.
God, you're just the worst. Michael, before you go, quick question.
Yeah.
10 seconds to give your answer. Who would you let punch you in the face?
Scarlett Johansson.
The top of the mind.
Emma Stone. Yeah.
Any one of those?
For sure.
Eowyn?
And that girl from The Boys. Starlight from The Boys, for sure.
Haven't seen 100%. The Boys, but
you should watch it.
I'm sure that that's an appropriate answer.
That was a very quick rattle off of three names.
And Margot Robbie, too.
Do you want to throw five more names in there?
No guys get to punch me in the face. I will kill them.
Fair enough.
I will destroy them. Yeah. The girls, go for it.
All right, Mike. Good stuff. Well, good talking to you, buddy. We hope to see you soon. I guess we'll see you this weekend. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining.
Sounds good. Good luck with the rest of the show.
Absolutely.
See ya.
See ya.
All right. That was our good friend, Mike. Just always a treat to have on the show.
Because it brings a different perspective.
That's so true. Okay, so there you have it. We got some great callers in. Hopefully we'll have a part two, and we'll get Johnny back in the studio for the rest of the season finale. We want to take more calls. There were so many people that wanted to call in that we didn't get to. So stay tuned, but we hope you enjoyed this first part of the season two finale. It's been a blast recording over the past two seasons. We're almost coming up on our first year anniversary of the show, which is just crazy to think about. We've been, you know, recording for over a year and have these out to you guys. So anything else you wanted to mention, Pat, before we
I'm just thinking,
the people go?
What are we gonna do to celebrate?
Probably drink something.
Really? Really imaginative.
Yeah, but let us know what you thought of the episode. Be sure to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Like we mentioned, we appreciate that. Just a reminder about the survey that we have up on our Instagram page and the t-shirts that we have dropped with the new sweatshirt and neck gaiter. If you guys want to get those are on our merch store. And as always, you can find us on Instagram at @SFH_podcast, on our Twitter at the same handle, and send your comments, questions, concerns to sfhpodcasts@gmail.com. And we will see you all for part two.
When it comes out.
If it comes out.
Yep.
Adios. As Johnny would say.
Does Johnny say adios?
I think he does.
What? Can we fix that?
Sure.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Yeah.
As Johnny would say.
Yeah.
If you somehow enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow us on Instagram and give us a 5-star review on wherever you happen to find this podcast.